Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Mem Ches. We're going to start back from Daf Mem Zayin and base towards the Banim, the sugya of Chevni Al Pinkasai. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Chevni Al Pinkasai is a case of Shneim Nishbam V'Neitlin, case of Nishba V'Neitl. What's the case? He told the Chevni to give my son a sasayim chitim, we told the payel, we'll give my payel a sell of mice. And he said he gave, and they said we never got. Hu nishba v'naitel v'hei nishba v'naitlin. That's what the Mishnah says. They both make a shvuam. He told someone to pay his workers, and the person said he paid the workers, and the workers said we never received the money. They both make a shvuam, they both receive the money. So, before we start, I want to discuss the etzim halach of chevni al pinkasai, the lamdas of chevni al pinkasai, mechoikas rishenim in the inyan. Shailu rishenim ashtelin zichan is what's the din midereisa? Chazal and Misak and they both make a shvur. What's the din midereisa? Kipshutei, all the rishenim neman, that legabi the payalim, he does have to pay the payalim. Because this is a case of any day in Piraticha. The payalim worked. We know for sure there's a chiv. He doesn't know if they got paid. The Chevni claims he got paid, but the Baal Bais doesn't know who's lying. So this is a case of any day in Piraticha. So Meili has to pay the Poilim. That did the Poilim have to make a Shvua? That would seem to be a Takana, because you don't want the Baal Bais to lose. The Baal Bais is Vade losing. We have Rechmanis on the Baal Bais. We say that the Poilim have to make a Shvua. But Mikir Adin, the Poilim and Em without a Shvua. But the Machlekes is, what about the Chevni? Me'ikar adin midereisa, is the Chevni neman without a shvua? Does the Chevni get the money without a shvua? Well, no, the Chevni loses midereisa. And adraba, it's a takana for the Chevni. We don't want the Chevni to lose because of the dishonest payalim. We allow the Chevni to make a shvua and take from the Baal HaBayis. So as the Machlokes Baal HaMayor and Ramban over here, they discuss what's the din if the Chevni was chashid. The Baal HaMayor says he's going to tell you a klal. By all these nishba v'neitels, what's the din if the one who's supposed to be nishba v'neitel is a chashid? So you're not mapech the shvua, but does he lose or does he get without a shvua? So the Baal HaMayor says, I'll tell you the klal. If midereisa is supposed to get without a shvua, and there are banu m'sakin, he should make a shvua, so now that he's a chashid, fafalim, he gets without a shvua. Mashayin kain, if the din midereisa is that he doesn't get it all, and there are banu or mesakin that he gets with the shvua, so if he's a chashid, so then have mesakin that he should get, so mainly loses. As I state the Baal HaMayor klal, the Baal HaMayor says, based on this, the chevni, which midereisa he gets l'dasa Baal HaMayor, would then get the money if he's a chashid without a shvua. And the Mechamis argues, and he says it's incorrect. The chevni midereisa wouldn't get the money, why should he get the money? It's any day in the Schayafdi. By the Poilim, it's any day in Paraticha. We know for sure it was a Chiv. We don't know if they were paid. But by the Chevni, if he didn't give the money to the Poilim, there never was a Chiv. So it's a classic Bari Vishema. Bari Vishema, Lav Bari Yodif. That's how we paskin. Bari Vishema is Lav Bari Yodif. So here's any day in the Schayafdi. So Mamela, the Chevni Midereisa would not receive the money. It's just Midereabanan. They had Rechmanis on the Chevni, they allowed him to get with a Shvua. Now, as I stated in the Ran, in Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel, the Ran also says like the Ramban. That's a sheet of the Ran and the Ramban. The Ridva, in Bava Metzia, on Daf Gimel, he holds like the Baal HaMayor. See, the Emes in the Gemara Bava Metzia is mashma like the Baal HaMayor. The Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Gimel, the Gemara there is discussing, when do you say Achleiku, when do you say Yehei Munach? And the Gemara asks the question, why don't you say Yehei Munach in our case? Here we have a suffix, just like there's a case where two people gave a pekadon to someone, and we don't know who gave the 100, who gave the 200, so we say Yehei Munach. We say he doesn't have to give both people the money. We say Yehei Munach. Yehei Munach et she'av Elio, no one gets the money. We leave it till Elio comes. So the Gemara says, why don't we say the same thing here? The Chevni says he paid the money. The Poilim say they never received it. It's a question, who's lying? So we don't know who's supposed to get the money. Why don't we say Hemunach? Why do we say Shneim Nishbam V'Neitlin? So the Gemara there says that it's different because it's not a question whose money this is. Each one has their own cheshbon. The Poilim say, I worked. I never got paid. You're telling me the Chemveni, you don't know that the Chemveni paid me, right? The Chemveni's saying that he paid, but I don't trust the Chemveni. I never agreed to trust the Chemveni. You're the one who trusted him. You still have to pay me. And the Chemveni says, I did your shlichus. I laid out the money. So you have to pay me. You never told me that I should pay them with Edom. That's not what you told me. You told me to pay them. I did it. So therefore, you owe me money. So therefore, shnei nishmal v'nayt lemi balabayis. So the Gemara is mashmah. That's mikir adin. The pshat is that the poilim have a taina, the malabayis. I worked for you. I never got paid. You have to pay me. The chemini has a taina, the malabayis. I did your shlichus. You have to pay me. But the Ramban says in Melchamis that Gemara, which anyway, the Rishonim, the Ridvan, the Ramban, they say it's not really the Gemara. They say it was put in from the Rabbanan Saveroi, that particular shtickle. But either way, the Ramban says that that's just explaining why they made the Takana. And not explaining why Mikradim. Mikradim, the Chevani can't say I did the Shlichas, prove it. That's the reason why they made such a Takana. Why did they say Yehi Munach? The reason why they made the Takana was because it wouldn't be fair for the Chevani to lose out because the Payalim are being dishonest, and it wouldn't be fair for the Payalim to lose out because the Chevani is being dishonest. So male, the Balabayas has to pay twice. But the Ridvan, the Embav Metzia, Nav Gimel, says it's Mekir Adin. And he says that the Balabayas can taina Mehechetesi you paid, because the Balabayas was Pasha, he says. You didn't say to pay with Edim, so Mekir Adin, you have to pay the Chevani even without a Shvuah. The Shvuah was just a special Takana, since the Balabayas is going to lose. Therefore, we make a shvur to help him out. So what's exactly the svara? In other words, the svara are those that say that the chemveni is not chayiv mikir adin. The Rishayim say the svara. It's any day in the schiafti. The Balabai says, a taina, you want to be mitzi money for me? And mitzi chavaraya, prove to me that you really gave the pilum the money. What's the svara of the Rishayim that hold mikir adin is chayiv? Why? Where's the schiav come from? So the shach in Simon Tzadik Aleph, he's Meir Chabad, and he brings the Sefer HaChumas that brings the Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat that says, Avart, that it's Bari V'Shem together with a Chazaka of Shliach Ha'is Shlichusai. Every Balti has a Chazaka of Shliach Ha'is Shlichusai on his side. So mainly he's Nemo with the Bari V'Shem. That's Shteid Neshach, M'Shem the Sefer HaChumas that brings it from Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat. And the Achreinim, they are bothered by it. The Tumen is bothered. You find the Chazaka of Shliach Ha'is Shlichusai. First of all, this whole chazak is dafka legabe iser. You want to know if you could eat chuma, somebody told the shlich to take chuma for you, kaduma, or kadaima, so you could be saimach, shlich haizah shlichusai. Mashenkim legabe mammon, mehechetesiki might see mammon with a chazak of shlich haizah shlichusai. And more than that, a chazak of shlich haizah shlichusai is a pshan, he'll do a shlichus, but maybe he wants to steal the money. Right? You told the shlich to do something, chazak, he carries out his mission. But that's when the pshat is, it's a shayli, ask him to do something for you. So Mustafa, he did it, you have a chazaka. But here, maybe he wanted to steal the money. He has a reason not to do it. I mean, somebody's trying to steal money here. Huh? It's either the chemveni or the peilim. It's a bissel shver, what's this chazaka shliach ha'is shlichusai? Now the Pesach Tshuva brings down from the base of Ephraim that what it means is, it's not a parsha the chazaka shliach ha'is shlichusai. It means klapei the balabayis. When the balabayis gave the money to the chemveni to give the money to the payalim, so he was relying on the chemveni. He can't now taina mehechetesi you did it. Obviously, the assumption is that he did it. It's a vart of hemne, and that's l'chayah what the Ridvan Bav Metzia Daf Gimel is also saying. You see, the Tumim says in Chesant Zach. The Tumim says, and we're going to discuss this soon. In a case where you don't have the Poilim being machish, he holds its mamish pashit that the chevani is neman. I'll give you a mashal for this case. Let's say you told someone, listen, can you lay out for me $100? Give it to tzedakah. I want to give $100 to tzedakah. Lay out $100 for me for tzedakah, and I'll pay you back. And then the guy does it, or he claims he does it. He comes back, he says, I did it. And you say, well, do you have any edim that you did it? I mean, I might as well veraya. Prove to me that you laid out the $100. But even that you can't ask the tzedakah, let's say they don't remember, they don't keep cheshbon, that's not what happened. Question is, did he lay out the money or not? But there's no one being machashim. It's not like the tzedakah fund saying we never received the money. So Zakta Tum, in such a case, you're going to say that a person's potter, he doesn't have to pay him back. You asked him to lay out money for you. I mean, what did you expect? You expected him to have Edom? You didn't tell him anything about that. Obviously, you meant to trust him that he's going to do it. So how could you now not pay him? What? Now he lays out the money, and because he can't prove he laid out the money, so he's mihalach v'pachin nefesh. He says, it's like, wait, see, it's us, I'll piv, it's like I'm me. Yeah, I don't know if the Rishayim hold that way. The Rishayim saves the right for any day in the Shechafti, but could be. But the Tumim holds that the whole thing is here because the Pailim are being machashim. The Pailim are saying, we never got it. So kum dais, there is a suffix if he did it, because someone out there is lying. So there's a din that you could say, okay, any day in the Shechafti, you have to prove to me that you did it, because there is a suffix, and the pshat is, I'm going to have to pay the Pailim anyway. So b'chayik avna, I mean, I expected you to pay them, and I expected them to acknowledge that they were paid. I didn't expect this problem to come up. So I died to this problem. I wasn't miming you. That's how the Tumim understands it. But I think the Balamoy, the Ritva, the Rishayim that hold that it's Meikir Adin, they understand, and this is how they're learning up the Gemara Metziah Daf Gimel, that it's Meikir Adin, that the Chavon is saying, Ma'yislich li'nabi pailim. If you tell me to lay out money, that means that you're trusting me that I did it, and you mechayiv yourself that when I say I did it, you have to pay me. The Pailim are saying it never happened. That's nothing to do with me. Who cares? If you would have told me, do it with Edom, make sure that I do it in a way that the Pailim can't be machish, then it's my fault. If you never told me that, I'm supposed to assume that I'm doing it without Edom. So now that a problem came up, that's not my problem, it's your problem. So the way the Beis Ephraim learns, that is mamash the svar of Chazaka Eser Shechusay. And the Ritva that's saying that it's the pshi of the Baal HaBayis, they mean exactly the same thing. They mean that when you send somebody to lay out money for you, you're trusting him. And you can't go tie him a hechetesi, you did it. Now there's a problem. The Pailim is saying they never received it. So that's you, Pasha. That's your problem. That's what the Ritva is saying. That's your problem. As far as I'm concerned, there's a chazak of shlichas of shlichus, meaning that you trusted me to do the shlichus. And the other Rishayim could be the older Svar. Or could be they hold like the Tumim, that I only trusted you to pshat is if I'm not going to end up with a problem. If I end up with a problem, then I have a right to say, Me'echetesi, you did it. Now, there's a psak in the Rambam, which this could come out very much Nigel Alocha, and this, we're going to say, there's two Mahalchim Lachar had to learn up the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, the Rambam is in Perek Dezayin, Hilchas Ma'avolei V'alochei. The Rambam talks about the Shvuah of the Chavani Alpin Kosei. We told someone to give the money, and they said they never received it. He says, because since they both are going to get it, one of them is getting it shalekadin, therefore chazal matzach eshvua. Lefichach, emesa chenveni, if the chenveni died, neidu balchayv shalei b'shvua, then the balchayv would get without a shvua. V'chein, emesa poel balchayv, neidu lachenveni shalei b'shvua, if let's say he tells the Chevani to pay, and the Chevani died. So in this case, I think L'chuli Alma, he doesn't have to pay the Chevani's Yerushim, because how does he know the Chevani did it? No one's claiming the Chevani did it. Forget, the Pailim is saying they never received the money. And for all we know, the Chevani never got around to paying to the Pailim, and the Chevani still has the money. He never gave it. So the Baal HaBayis is not mechuyev to pay the Chevani's Yerushim, that's clear. But the Baal HaBayis is mechuyev to pay the Pailim, and the Rambam is saying that the Pailim will get it without a Shvua. And this din, I think, is Muska. But the other din, this is where it's a Machlokes Rishayim. Well, let's say the Pailim died. The Pailim died, so Zok the Rambam, the Chevani will get it without a Shvua. Because here the Baal HaBayis would only have to pay one Tashlum. He's only paying at once. And he's ain't a mafsiklum, so the chazal weren't matzach hashvua. Chazal and matzach hashvua is because the Baal HaBayis is paying twice. He's paying one shalei kedin, so that the chazal rechmanis on him and we're matzach hashvua. But in the case we only asked to pay one tashlum, chazal were not matzach hashvua. So you can learn the Rambam in two ways. You can learn that the Rambam holds, like the Baal HaMor, and like the Ritva, that the Chevani also gets an ikar edin. The etzemi deraisa the din is that the Chevani and the Pailim both get without a shvua. So the Rambam is explaining, so that the kan of the shvua was why? Because we don't want the Baal HaBayis to lose. We have a chmanis on the Baal HaBayis, Mashekim, and he's not losing anyway. So why should we matzach a shvua? So if the Chevani dies, the Pailim get without a Shavua, and if the Pailim die, the Chevani gets without a Shavua, because the Baal HaBayis is not losing. Now, the Ramban has a taina on this Rambam, that when the Pailim die, why is the Baal HaBayis potter? He should have to pay the Yarshim of the Pailim. The Yarshim should have to make like a Shavua HaYarshim, that they don't know about their father getting paid, and the Yarshim should be able to get paid. But that's a machlokes Yushain. The Magid Mishnah says that could be the Rambam holds that by a milva b'shtar, we really can't say parati. So in such a case, even when the Yarshim, they don't know, they make a shuas a Yarshim and they gave him. Mashenkim, when we have a milva al peh, with Be'etzim, he could say parati. So even though he doesn't know if there was a pirayin, Saltzadi would have to pay. But since the Chevani claims that there was a pirayin, so that's good enough that you don't have to pay. The Nesivus reads this ice. He says, Be'etzim, in order to have to mechayev someone that's saying any day in Paraticha, you really need a tainus bari. You really need a tainus bari connected him. So here, when the Pailim died, the Yarshim don't know if the Pailim received the money. So why should the Pailim get the money? Why should the Yarshim and the Pailim get the money? There's no tainus bari. Elamai, you'll say taninon. But B'chai Gavna, that he's saying with clarity, with the tainus bari that he told the Chevani to pay. And the Chevani is saying that he paid. So, and we don't have anyone saying that he didn't pay. So B'chai Gavna, you wouldn't necessarily say taninon, and we'll just assume he probably paid. The Chevani is claiming that he paid. But that's one shaila in the Rishonim. And the Rambam seems to Neman that when the Pailim died, and the Pailim don't claim they did not receive the money, so then he doesn't have to pay the Yarshim of the Pailim, he just has to pay the Chevani, and that's why the Chevani can get it without a Shvua. And the Ramban says, no, he has to pay the Yarshim, because we know Bavade there was a Chiv, and he doesn't know that he paid, so he does have to pay the Yarshim, so he would have to pay both, and of course then the Chevani would need a Shvua. The Shach says in Jassant, the Shach Simon Sadek Alas of Katnir, he says that the Rambam also holds that the Yarshim could get paid without a Shvua. The Rambam doesn't mean that there are Yarshim. The Rambam means that the Pailim died and there are no Yarshim. Chayne Mutchazach in a case, what do you mean there's no Yarshim? There got to be some Yarshim. Maybe it means that the Baal HaBayis himself is the Yarish of the Pailim. Or if the Yarshim aren't around Bechlal, so you have no one to pay, you have no idea who the Yarshim are. That's the Rambam's case. But I'll go upon him. This is one mahalach in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that m'ikr adinya m'chuyiv to both the Chenvini and the Pailim without a Shvua. Chazal m'sakin a Shvua, because you're paying double. So if the Chenvini dies and now you're not going to pay the Chenvini, or the Pailim dies and now l'shitas a Rambam, or like the Shach, it's in a case where you're not going to pay the Yarshim of the Pailim, either because there's no such halacha to pay the Yarshim, because we're going to assume that they were paid, or the Shach says the case that there are no Yarshim, they aren't around, so then the Chevani will receive it without a Shvua. But the Magid Mishnah brings that the Ramba, since they hold that the Chevani does not get Mekir Adin, they're the ones that the Shita holds a note, it's any day in the Schayavti, so even if he doesn't have to pay the Yarshim of the Pailim, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to pay the Chevani without a Shvua, because the whole Chevani really Mekir Adin, he doesn't have to pay the Chevani. And Chazal Masakin, that we feel bad for the Chevani, and that's what Masakin has to pay the Chevani with the Shvua. So even in the case where he's not paying double, the Chevani can't receive without a Shvua. That's what the Magid Mishnah brings down from the Ramban and the Ramah. But there's another pshat in the Rambam, which I understand from Rabbi Kiveger and the Nesivus, where you could say like this, La'olam the Rambam's maskim to the Ramban and the Ran, that Me'ikur Adin, the Chevani, would not get anything. Me'ikur Adin, the Pailim, get the money, because they're any day in Paraticha, but the Chevani does not get the money, because any day in the Schiafti. But that's also when he's paying the Pailim. And the question is, does he also have to pay the Chevani? Because the Chevani comes with the Taina, you told me to lay out money for you, and you'll pay back. I'm telling you, I laid out money, so I deserve money. So that the Baal HaBayis answers him, prove that you laid out the money, any day in the Schiafti. But in a case where the Pailim died, and we're going with this sheet that he's potter to pay the Yarshim of the Pailim. Why? Because any day in Praticha only works when the Pailim are going to say a Tainas Bari. Mashenka, the Yarshim of the Pailim, they don't know if he was paid, and the Chevroni is insisting he was paid, is a Mela. We don't have a Bari Vishem with any day in Peraticha anymore. And you don't say Taninan B'chai Gavna that the Chevroni insisted he was paid. And he's going to be putter to pay the Yershim of the Pailim. So, Oiba Zai, how could you tell me any day in the Schayafti? You know that you chayiv something. You know that you chayiv either to me or to the Pailim. So if you anyway have to pay the Pailim, so the Pailim I have to pay. Now you're telling me I should pay you any day in the Schayafti. When Mimonav Shecha Mechuyiv to pay, I'm not tining I'm not Mechuyiv to pay. I'm tining the Hechet Hesa Mechuyiv to pay you. Maybe I'm Mechuyiv to pay the Pailim. But you're not paying the Pailim because the Pailim, you're also telling them, Mehechet Hesa Mechuyiv to pay you. And they don't have a Tainus Bari. And I have a Tainus Bari. So it's not called the Bari Vishem Keneged Cheskes Mamon. The whole reason why Bari Vishem Alam Bari Yodif is because I have a Cheskes Mamon. But here, Rimanav Shach, either you owe me or you owe them. And you're not paying them. This is why Rabbi Kveig and the Nesiva say, the Svar only works when he's not going to end up paying the Pailim. Because Misafik, Hayais, the Pailim aren't going to tine with the Tainus Bari that he paid them. So Misafik, you're not going to pay the Yarshim. You're going to trust the Chevroni if not to pay the Yarshim. So if you're trusting me that's why you're not paying the Yarshim, how could you not pay me? Because you don't know if you're Mechuyif, but if you're not Mechuyif to me, you're Mechuyif to them. So anyway, it's not your money. So the question is, who should go to? Should it go to me or should it go to the Pailim? Avada, since I'm a Bari, you have no din to give it to the Pailim because they're not a Bari. But me, I'm a Bari. I'm a Bari of Hashem, and it's not connected to Cheskes Mamon because Seivi you're Mechuyif to pay. Rabbi Kveiga points out that pshat would only work if the pshat is that there are Yershim, he's just not paying them because maybe they were paid. If there are no Yershim, so V'chai Gav and the Chevroni would not get the money al kaponim without a Shvuah. Because then you have the Pashin any day in the Schayafti. But those are the two Malchim in the Rambam. Either the Rambam, the way the Shach learns, either the Rambam, the Shach learns that the Rambam holds, like the Baal Amor, like the Ritva, that the Chevroni gets Me'ikir Adin. Anytime you tell someone to lay out money for you, he could collect the money for you Me'ikir Adin because you trust in him. So when there's two Tashlumim, there's a Shvuah. When there's only one Tashlum, there's no Shvuah. But either way, both the Pailim and the Chevroni should get Me'ikir Adin. And it's only a Takana Shvuah when there's two Tashlumim. Or the Rambam holds like the Ramban and the Ran that the Chevroni doesn't get Me'ikir Adin. But whenever he doesn't have to pay the Pailim anyway, then the Chevroni wins Otzbari V'Shem Abari Adif. That's a pshat from Rabbi Kveig and the Nesivas. And now let's see a little bit the sugya. The Mishnah had said, the Tanakhama says that both the Chevroni and the Pailim and Ishban V'Neilim from the Balabais, and Ben Anas argues. Ben Anas says, how could it be that they both make a shuah will come out that in Bezdin we know Vade there was a shuah sheker that went on? Benana souls is not shaykh to do such a thing. Bezdin can't have that there should be a shuah that after both of them make the shuah, then we know there was a Vade shuah sheker there. Bezdin can't do such a thing. It's like a gnai to Bezdin or a chil Hashem that we see a shuah sheker went on. Now, what Benana holds is a shail in the girsa. The girsa we have, which is Rashi's girsa, who neitel shalei b'shuah v'hei neitlem shalei b'shuah. That means, enechanami, both the Chevroni and the Pailim get their money, but neither of them have to make a shvuah. But the girsa of the Ran and the Baal Amor is who neitel b'shuah v'hei neitlem shalei b'shuah. We can't have both of them make a shvuah, but we want to help out the Baal Abayis as much as we could, so the Chevroni would make a shvuah and the Pailim do not make a shvuah. Now, according to the Ran, that's very mistaber, because the Ran holds that the Pailim, Me'ikir Adin, will get without a Shvuah, and the Chevroni, Me'ikir Adin, wouldn't get at all. So we have Rachmanis on the Chevroni. We don't want him to lose because the Pailim said, because of the Pailim's lying. So we allow the Chevroni to make a Shvuah, to get the Shvuah. Masheg and the Pailim, really, we wouldn't mind that they should also make a Shvuah, because now the Baal Abayis is losing. Well, we can't, because Ketzer Elav Elabon Leishvur Shav, so we'll let the Pailim take a dinam Beleishvur. Masheg in the Chevroni, in Mikir Adin, he doesn't get anything. So why should we let him get without a Shvur? At least let the Chevroni make a Shvur. But according to the Baal Amor, we had said that Mikir Adin, both of them get without a Shvur. The Chevroni also gets Mikir Adin, because he trusted the Chevroni. It was his Pshi. He didn't tell the Chevroni to give it by Edom. So Mamela, he's Mechuyiv. He's like Mayim in the Chevroni. He's Mechuyiv to accept the Chevroni's claim. So, Vas Hepis, the Chevroni should make a Shvuah, not the Pailim. Why? You can't have both of them making a shvua, so why pick the chavani to make a shvua, not the pilim? So the Balamar explains, because still, the pilim's taina is more chazak, the chavani's taina is more garua. Since the pilim have a cheskes chiv, that coming and saying, all we know is one thing, we work for you, we didn't get paid, period. You have to be mechadish something to go against the pilim's chiv. Mashiach in the chavani, is being mechadish something. He's saying, I paid. Mechadesa, good. Midaraisi has an amanus. But Al-Kaponim, the tainus is a little shvacha. So since now the Balabais is going to lose, you want to help out the Balabais at least a little bit. So one of them, and Lefi Benanas, we can't have both of them making a shvua. So one of them has to make a shvua. All right, so let the Chavni make a shvua. He has the weakest taina. Now the Gemara brings what might be a third shita. Tanya Amar Rebbe, Teirech Shvua Zeh Lama. Rabbi says, what's the point of the shvua? So Rabbi Chiya told him back, Amalei Rabbi Chiya, Tanina Shneim Nishma V'Neitlim Yibalabais. They both are Nishma V'Neitlim from the Balabais. And the Gemara says, Kiblim Nei, Lei Kiblim Nei. The Gemara discusses, the Gemara brings a brisa, which sounds like it was Lei Kiblim Nei, because it says, Pailim Nishma L'Chemveni. And the Gemara says, no, it means Pailim Nishma L'Balabais V'Maim Etchemveni. The Chemveni is there when the Pailim make the shvua Keech the Lechsef V'Minei. So here there's a few pshatim in the Gemara, what did Rebbe hold? Rashi says it's not clear. Rashi just says, Teirech Shvua Zeh Lama. He could have meant one of two things. He could have meant like Benana. Says, why are we making a Shvua for? Let them take without a Shvua. But they both take without a Shvua. Rashi's shita is that according to Benana, they both take without a Shvua. But there's another tzad, which according to Rashi, when the Gemara said, Tashima, the Tanya Rebbe, Ema, Pearl, Nishmael, and the Chemveni, the other tzad is that the Chemveni loses. Which that neither the Rabbanan nor Benanis held, according to anyone. The only Machlokes in Benanis Rishainim, the Machlokes Rishainim is if Benanis is Mechayev Shvua to the Chemveni. But Rabbi holds the third side that the Chemveni loses. And Teirech Shvua Zeh Lama means, why are we saying that the Chemveni should make a Shvua? Let the Chemveni lose. And the Balamar says, Berech the same shot. And the Balamar is going to Shitas, and he holds it according to Benanis, they were Mesakin, that the Pailim get without a Shvua and the Chemveni gets with a Shvua. So Teirech Shvua Zeh Lama, why should we say the Chemveni gets with a Shvua if anyway it can't be Meshbiya both of them? Adar Abba, let the Pailim make the Shvua and let the Chemveni lose altogether. And again, it would fit better if you say that the Chemveni doesn't get Mikra Din. But even if you say the Chemveni does get Mikra Din, but since Al Kopanim, the Pailim's Taina is a better Taina than his, and with Cheshish, we don't like that the Balabai should lose twice. So good, be mechayev the pailim a shvua, and if they're willing to make a shvua, so that should make that the chavani should lose, rather than the balabai is losing twice. Now the Rishayim are bothered, they're ivid on the balamar and the ramban and others, so what's the lashon of teirech shvua zeh lama? It's not a version of teirech. Teirech shvua means it's a waste of shvua. Why are we being metriach with a shvua? I mean, the chavani needs to make a shvua in order to get the money. You're trying to say the chavani shouldn't make a shvua and he should lose. What's this teirech shvua zeh lama? So other Rishayim say a pshat, the Rimagash says a pshat, and the Ravid and the Mechamis hold of it. A very interesting pshat, that the Mishnah's Lashon is, Hu nishba v'naitl v'hein nishban v'naitlin. So Rebbe thought that that means like this, the Chevani is nishba v'naitl and he gets the money, v'hein nishban v'naitlin, and they take the money from the Chevani with the Shvua. The Chevani says that I paid, so I want the money. So good, so make a Shvua, and the Baal Bayis will give you the money. But now the Pailim are going to say, he didn't pay. And now the Chemveni has the money, so their din is with the Pailim, because the Balabais pushed them to the... Their din is with the Chemveni, I mean, because the Balabais pushed them to the Chemveni. So they can make a Shmuel and get the money from the Chemveni. So that's Hu Nishba V'Neitel, V'Hei Nishba V'Neitel, and Hu Nishba V'Neitel means the Chemveni makes a Shmuel and takes from the Balabais, and the Pailim make a Shmuel and take from the Chemveni. So they Rebbe asked a very good Kasha, an obvious Kasha. Teirech Shvua Zeh Lama, if the Chemveni is anyway not going to keep the money, because the Pailim are going to make a Shvua and get it from him, so why bother with the Chemveni? Teirech Shvua Zeh Lama, what's the point of the Chemveni making Shvua? Anyway, he's not going to keep the money. Let the Pailim make a direct Shvua and take from the Baal Bais, not the Chemveni. That's Teirech Shvua Zeh Lama. There, Abchi comes with a Chiddush. Shneim Nishbam V'Neilim V'Baal Bais. Lefi Rashi and the Baal Amar, it's not clear where Abchi is being Mechadish. He's just saying over the Tanakama. He didn't say anything. But the Teretz says Rebbe didn't understand the Tanakhama. Rebbe thought the Tanakhama meant Hu Nishba V'Neitel the Chevani makes a Shvua and takes V'Hei Nishba V'Neitel from the Chevani. Zog Tepchia, no, that's not the Pshat. Shnei Nishba V'Neitel Mibalabayis. They both take from the Baal HaBayis. So there the Gemara asks very good, Kibbul Bnei like Kibbul Bnei. So the Gemara says, Tashema, Pael Nishbon Lechemveni. Oh, so Rebbe sounds like he's going with his old chat, that the Paelim are taken from the Chemveni. So the Gemara says, no, it means B'mayim Lechemveni. But that's the pshat from the Rimagash. I saw that Teresh Shmuel asks, what's Taka the Svara? Why should the Paelim be able to take from the Chemveni with the Shmuel? The Chemveni is tiny a tiny Zbari. Once he's saying the Chemveni gets the money from the Baal HaBayis with the Shmuel, now the Paelim say, you didn't give us the money. But the Chemveni says, I did give you the money. Why should the Paelim beat the Chemveni? I think the Gemara could have asked that Kasha too. I don't know if there's a good Svara to say why the Paelim should be able to win against the Chemveni. The Chemveni is tining a tiny Zbari. It might as well be right. He's tining, he did pay them the money. But the Gemara said, better Kasha. Tayrach Shua Zalama. Why is the Chemveni making a Shua? And anyway, the maskana was that the Paelim and the Chemveni get it, and then it's not Shver. Why should the Paelim get it from the Chemveni? And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Itmar, Shnei Kita Eidim Amachisha Zu Azu. They have two Kita Eidim that contradict each other. Amar Avhuna Zubab of Natsu Me'ida. This Kat Eidim could come by itself alone and say Eidis. Zubab of Natsu Me'ida. And this one could also come by itself to say Eidis. Afristam Abahadi Sadi Shakri Lomali. No, we don't allow either of them to say Eidis. Since one of them is Eidis Sheker, we don't know which one. Rashi's Lashon is Hel V'Achas Psula, Mele, we don't allow them to say any Eidus. And the Gemara brought this in over here because it was Negeya. When you have two Malvim, two Leivim, and two Shtaris, the Gemara says that's the Machlaikis. But that was the question. If, let's say, two Malvim would come with one Leiva, one with this Pir of Eidim, and one was that Pir of Eidim, and one of them is definitely a Sheker, we don't know which one. So the Gemara says, Hayna Mes Nisan, even though he's going to be paying Shalaikadin, because one of these two Shtaris are a Sheker, but since they each have an individual Cheshm with him, and each one has Eidim, which for them is good, he'd have to pay twice. That's Hayna Mes Nisan. Now Rashi is Mashma that you don't have to make a Shvu. We're just bringing the Mishnah to show you that even though you have a Din Teirim, which two people are money one person, and we know that both of them can't be right, and this is true both according to Rav Huna and according to Rav Chista. You know that both of them can't be right. But anyway, according to Rav Huna, they're kosher Eidim. And therefore, he's going to have to pay both of them because each one could say he's the one that's right. But Rashi doesn't say anything about making a shvua. The Rif holds that we're stelling through the Mishnah that each one would have to make a shvua. Because in the Mishnah state this halacha, that when someone's going to have to pay Shalei Kedin because two people have a cheshbon on him, and each one claims they're right, and he's going to end up paying something which is iman of shuch shloi kedin, so then we're mechayiv each one a shvua. That's the Rif's din. That's how the Rif learns. But about the ikad din of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, what's the svaras of machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chista? That's one shaila. And to discuss the shaila, I want to discuss a machlokes Rishayim about a similar case. It's a machlokes Rashi and Taisis on Ksuvas Dafchav Beis. That Rashi there says, if you have two Eidim that says that somebody stole, and two Eidim say that he didn't steal, that Shreyu Shrey, the way Rashi learns up the Gemara there, he's Pasul. Because since we don't know if he's Kosher or Pasul, so Misafik we Pasul him. So Agamar is talking about Shreyu Shrey, two Eidim that are Machish Zu Azu. And that case is, if you have Shreyu Shrey Al-Had, two Eidim says that he's Gazlan, two Eidim says he's not a Gazlan, so Rashi holds that he's possible. So Taisus argues. Taisus says that Rav Huna holds that when you have a suffix, you don't know which Eidim to believe, you go by Sechezkas Kashrus, and you don't pass him a suffix. So who would then in that case, you have a tray, you tray, we don't know which one to believe. So we say, you have a Cheskas Kashrus. And Taisus says, even according to Rav Chista, and we'll discuss this very soon, tray, you tray, Al-Khani held, it was Pashit, that would be kosher. Because he says, the Eidim are Safek Psulim. Let's say, according to Rav Chista, after Shnei Kit Eidim are Machish Zeh, then one of these Kitas will go and say, this guy stole. Savadi, you wouldn't passel him. Because we don't listen to the Eidis anymore. Once you have Shnei Kit Eidim are Machishim Zeh, we don't listen to anything they say. So who are then, on this Eidis that they're being made, that this guy stole, as the Chasafek Psul that's being made that he stole. We're not going to listen to any Eidus from him. So Kolshkein, we're not going to listen to the Eidus Al-Chad. And we'll get to that soon. But in Rav Huna Alein, right, Taisus is saying that treyu trey, just like the two edim, the shnei kitei edim achishim zeh, you don't pass them misafik. Who edim by treyu trey al chad, you're not going to pass them misafik. But the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam, they all like Rashi, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Daled, Sifkat and Chaf Ches, that treyu trey al chad is pasul. And that's how they learn up the Gemara in Ksuvah's Daf Chav Beis. So the Shaila is, what's the Chilek? Tais is asking the Kasha, that according to Rav Huna, by Trey or Trey, we don't pass the Misafik. So why by Trey or Trey or Chan is it different than we pass the Misafik? Now Rabbi Chanan, in Bava Basra, he just says one thing according to Rav Chista, that the Rashbam in Bava Basra, the Adnaflam and Aleph, he says the reason for Rav Chista that says that you don't go bust the Cheskes Kashas, is because you go bust the Cheskes Mammon. His Cheskes Kashas can't make him into an aid, because then he's going to go connect at someone else's Cheskes Mammon. And he says, and what does Rav Huna hold? How could you go bust the Cheskes Kashas? You're being made Simam with these aidim, when they're being made again, you're going connect at the Cheskes Mammon. So he says, Rav Huna holds like this. The Cheskes Kashas tells you the Kashur aidim. And once the Kashur aidim, it's not the Cheskes Kashas that's being made Simam. It's the aidim that's being made Simam. The Cheskes Kasha is just telling you the Kasher Edom, that's not going connected the Cheskes Mammon. And once they're Edom, so the Edom could go connected the Cheskes Mammon. That's the Machloek is Rav Huna and Rav Chista. But he says, Lefi the Rashbam, Rav Chista would zicha hold that by Trey Trey Al Chad, you also wouldn't be able to machsher him because the Cheskes Kasha can't go connected the Cheskes Mammon. Mashengen, he brings the Reem Magash here. The Reem Magash says that what's the Pshad in Rav Chista? Since two of them are vade pasul, so mainly you can't be machshedem. So that's dafka by treki day the machishim zeh. With there, two of them are vade pasul, so you can't be machshedem any of them. We don't know which two. Mashenke and trey trey al chad. We don't have this word that the two of them are vade pasul. It's not mashaila. This person is apostle or kasher. So even if Chista would say you go basa chazaka. But al kapanim, that's all. Like Taisus said by trey, that according to Rav Huna, you would go basa chazaka by trey trey al chad. But like I said, the Shulchan Aruch's psak is, like Rashi and the Rosh and the Rif and the Rambam, that you don't go bas the chazaka by Trey Trey Al-Chad. So what's the chiluk between Trey Trey Al-Chad and Shtei Kidei the Machishim Zeh? So Be'erich the Svara is, the Ksais brings in Lamed Dalet Vav, he brings down the different Achroinim that say a Svara, and then we're going to say the Ksais is Vart. But Be'erich the Svara is, everyone says it a slightly different Knech, that Be'etzim, when you have Trey Trey, you don't go bas the chazaka. It's all sugi and yivamis daf laman aleph. If you go basa chazaka by trey or trey, shail is by trey or trey. Just like another aid doesn't work because trey kameya, so maybe a chazaka is just going to be like it's not better than another aid. Once you have trey or trey, you can't do anything. That's called trey or trey sveiku deraisa. You don't go basa chazaka b'makom trey or trey because a chazaka can't go kenegan aidim. So trey or trey, it's not different if you have other aidim. And even if you do go basa chazaka midaraisa, but the Gemara there is mashe midarabanan, you don't go basa chazaka. But that could be only by iser, could be by lagabi psul edus, you would go basa chazaka. But al kapanim, this is what they would neman, Rashi and the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh from the Gemara in Ksuvah's Daf Chav Beis, that by trey trey, betzim you can't go basa chazaka. So how come by shnei kitei edim achishim zeh, it's kosher? Because here you don't have two edim coming and saying that you're pasul. Two Edom are saying one thing, and two Edom are saying faket. But there's no two Edom that's saying that anyone's pasul. Now, Bezdin can figure out, and one of these two have to be lying. But you don't have two Edom that are coming and pasuling you, so Mela, even though the two Edom are being machshir, but Trey Kamei, and that's it. It's going to be a suffix. Here, there's no two Edom that's pasuling. Two Edom are saying azai, two Edom are saying faket. Elamai, Bezin's going to figure out that one of these have to be wrong. And now we have a suffix, which one? On a suffix, you go basa chazaka. That's Pshat Rav Huna. And Aksai says, more gishmak. Aksai says, yet mamash have tesis svar dafkov beis for Rav Huna. He says, because what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that I have to passel these eidim. Why? Because two eidim are saying the passel. Because that's why it's not such a pasha to svar the story we said. Because even though two eidim are saying Ruvain borrowed money. Two of them are saying Ruvain didn't borrow money. So the Edom are saying that the other one's lying. That's essentially what they're saying. So what's the chilek? When two of them come and say this guy, let's say two of them come and said, we know he said Edom Sheker. And two of them said, no, we know he didn't say Edom Sheker. So we say it's trei al-chan. Since the two Eidim are saying that you said Eid the Sheker, even though two Eidim are saying you didn't say Eid the Sheker, we can't go basach hazaka b'makam trei. So what's Shabbat Shneki? The Eidim Achishim Zezeh. Each one is saying the other one is saying Sheker. So you have two Eidim saying that it's Sheker. Either you have two Eidim saying the other way. Good. So it should be like trei, and you shouldn't go basach hazaka. Zaktik says like this. But what are we going to do if we're going to say that they're pasul? So kumtais, we lost the two Eidim that said that you're pasul because the two Eidim gufa are suffix pasul and you're pasuling them misafik. So how could you pasul me because of those two Eidim when you're pasuling them? And Mamela, if like this is what this is Taisa's svara that he says in Rav Chista. That he says in Rav Chista is b'chol not shayach to say. He says it's even worse in Rav Huni. You can't say that trei al chan zok taisis would passel him according to Rav Chista, because just like after this trei, you're saying behind the sadi shakri lomali, they're all going to be passel, and now they're going to come and say that Yenna stole, but I can listen to them. So how could they passel the original guy? They're saying gazal. The other people are saying loy gazal. So we found out. Then we have a chash of these two Eidim. So now all these four Eidim are apostle from that one. So now apostle of Eid could say that someone stole a Vandanat. So that's Rav Huna's svara. You're going to tell me this two Eidim saying that I lied? Those two Eidim are apostle. So you can't apostle the Shneki to Eidim Achishim Zezeh because each cat apostles the other one. Because if each cat apostles the other one, that means that each cat is apostle. And if each cat is apostle, how could they apostle the other one? So that's why Ravuna holds it has to be kosher. So trei al chad, good. You have two kosher edim saying you stole. I have two kosher edim saying you didn't steal. You can't go basach hazaka when there's two edim saying you stole. Trei, you don't go basach hazaka. But trei edim and machishim zeh, you don't have two kosher edim saying that you lied. Because if you're going to say that I'm basal because two kosher edim saying that I'm lied, and then you're going to have to say that they're puzzle. So kumtais puzzle edim said I lied. So melam kosher. So it's not going to work. It's a galgal achayzer. That's why Avuna holds that they're all kosher. So why doesn't Rav Chista hold that it's gevaldige svara? So Rav Chista holds like this. Rav Chista holds, I don't need two edim to say you're puzzle. Thus alain that I found out that one of these kitas have to be lying. So kumtais, I have b'fenenu, two kita edim, one of them is pasul. That alone, Zok Rav Chista, makes them that they're both pasul. That's the halacha. When I have a taruvis, and in the taruvis, I have two kasher edim, two pasul edim, I don't know which one, so I pasul the whole taruvis. And Rav Huna holds, no, by a taruvis you go versus a chazaka. That's the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chista. What's the din by a taruvis? When I have four edim, two of them pasul, two of them kasher, I don't know which ones, Rav Huna says that taruvis yigov as a chazaka, and Rav Chista holds no. Bad this and the shaki. Normally, since I know for sure, like Rashi says, like the Rimagash says, since I know for sure there are two pasul edim, I pasul them all. But by trei al chan, zaktik says it's the opposite. According to Rav Huna, and this is a psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Rashi, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rif, the trei al chan, according to Rav Huna, it's not a taruvis where I go bas a chazaka. It's a trei. Two kasher edim told me he stole. Two kasher edim are machish them. But since there are two kasher edim saying it's pasul, even though there are two kasher edim in machish them, trei can't go pasul chazaka. It's going to be pasul. But according to Rav Chista Fakert, the edim themselves, they're all going to be pasul. Because in the edim themselves, I know for sure two of them are pasul. I know 100% for sure that two of these edim are pasul. I have no suffix. Two edim here are definitely pasul. I don't know which ones. When two Eidim are definitely pasul, the halacha is they're all pasul. So now, the trei al chan, the guy they're being made on, there are no two kasher Eidim saying he's pasul. The pasul Eidim saying he's pasul. Avadi is kasher. So comes a fakert. Cheki de mechishim says that the Eidim themselves have won all the kasher. Because you can't pasul them because Eidim are saying that they're pasul. Because if Eidim are saying that they're pasul, so come there's pasul Eidim are saying they're pasul. So you can't passel them because Edom are saying they're passel. How am I going to passel? Because I know for sure two of them are passel. I have a taruvis. There's vadai two passel Edom here, but I don't know which ones. On a taruvis, each one you go basachazak. Zubav that's me. The zubav that's me. So the Edom themselves are kasher, but the person they're being made on, it's a trei. He's going to be passel. And Rav Chista is makert. The Edom Apostle, Rav Chista's shita is that when you have a teruvis and you have trey, the bound you have two apostle Edom, you don't go basa chazaka. Because since I know there's vaday apostle Edom here, but they say they shakri on me, I don't go basa chazaka, I pasal everybody. Oh, once I pasal everyone, so the trey al chad, him, I don't know for sure there's a pasal aid here, he might be pasal, he might be kosher. Stam a shayl on him, have a trey. I by trey, you shouldn't go basa chazaka. No, but according to Rav Chista, there's pasal Edom here. I can't pasal him out pasal Edom, so maybe according to Rav Chista, the trey al chad is going to be kosher, because since the Edom are pasal, so the one they're being made on is going to be kosher. That's the shtickle terry from the Ksaisa Gavaldiga shtickle. Similar medalis of cut involved. Now there's another Gishmaker Eidin the Achreinim, which is granted very negay our sugi here on Daf Memches. The Shach in Simulam and Aleph Sifkat and Aleph brings a machloikis. He says a big machloikis in the Loimdim and the Chachmei Brisk. The Chachmei Brisk of his time had the following machloikis. According to Ravuna, it says Zeb Bob of Neatzma Meida. Rashi explains that he can't be mitzarif one aid from this cat and one aid from that cat because Iman of Shech one of them is possible. As a state in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Lamed Aleph. Lidachisa, in Simon Lamed there's a discussion, what's the din if the two Edom are machish each other? Two Edom are saying Edis, and one says it happened this way, the other says it happened that way. So you have a machlekes, we have a shayla, what to do when two Edom are machish each other, and the whole Shulchan Aruch is concentrating, what's the din lagabi that Edis? When is that Edis kayim, when not? But it doesn't mention there, when two Edom are machish each other, that these two Edom now can't be made together another Edus. Doesn't say that there. So what's it then? Do you say that even when two Edom are machish each other, also they can't be made another Edus? Because one of them lied. So one of them is possible. So even though they're both, they each could separately be made, we pass them like Ravuna, but together they can't be made. Well, no. When you have two against two, so the pshat is, each one was muchash al yidei shnayim, that's his lashon. Each one was muchash al yidei shnayim, the male they can't be made al kapanim together. Mashenki, one against one, when he wasn't muchash al pi shnayim, he could be made together. Zag the shach, this was a machloikis by the chachmei brisk, a big machloikis al pi a mice that it happened there, v'loi hukhra. So the shach brings a raya from Mishenim, that the halacha is that even in that case they can't be made together, that's how the shach paskins. But the Gain brings the Shach, and he says, I don't understand. It's often a Gemara. What was the Shaila? The Gemara right here, on this Machloikas Ravuna Rav Chista, says, Masr Ravuna Bar Yehuda, Echadam Gavaya Beiz Mardayis, Echadam Mishalash Yedusin Kayemis. The two Edom are made on the Levana. One says it was two Mardayis high, one says it was three Mardayis high, Yedusin Kayemis, because it's easy that you say that they were arguing about their estimation, one of them is a little bit off. But Echadam Gimel Vechadam Heidus and Betela, because there one of them has to be lying. And it says, Mitzdarif from Leidus Acheris, they could be Mitzdarif to another Eidus. My level Eidus Mammon, which means that each aid could still be a Kasher aid and Mitzdarif with another aid for Mammon. Is there Ayat or Avuna? That you see that even though the Eidim are Machish each other, they're both Kasher. Amir Avuna, no, that's not the Pshat. Who Vacham Mitzdarif from Leidus Acheris shall Reish Chedish? Now let's say a second aid would come and say like one of them, once is three, once is five. A second aid would come and say five, so that's fine. Davli trei v'chad, two people say five. The one that says three, we don't count at all. So you see mefurish in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, even legami the Rav Chista's din, that the Gemara held this was a kasher Rav Chista. Why can't you be mechalik? By two against two, each one's muchish mipi shnayim, send Rav Chista as your apostle. Mashen came one against one. It's not Muchish Mishnayim. Rav Chista held it was kosher. They see the Gemara held it was no chilik. So the Gemara is not talking about being made together. But Mestam and the Gain is asking Mikolshkein. If you're going to say that one against one, they could even be made together, Lefi Ravuna, and in Mechalik Lagabi being made together between one against one and two against two, so Kolshkein, Lefi Rav Chista, when they're not being made together, you can mechalik between one against one and two against two. Elamai in the Gemara state mefurish is no chilik, and one against one is the same din. That's fact the gain. Veishrei in the chachmei brisk. What was the suffix? The Gemara is mefurish that one against one is the same din. So the tumim there says in Jisanta Cheshbin. He says he thinks the din is taka machlokes rishayim. Because the Shachbar Rishaynim, Klai Rishaynim, the Ran and the Ramban, that held that even by one against one, they can't be made together. But he wants to say it's a Machlokes Rishaynim, because he has a Kasha. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalet. On this Mishnah, it's Daifun Leidus Acheres, on this Braisa, Rashi says a pshat like Rava, that Mitzdarif Leidus Acheres means, if another eight comes and says like one of them, see, so then you are Mekadish Acheres, because Ein Dvar Shlecha Mokim Shnai. And the Rambam also, the Rambam in Kiddush HaChadosh, Perek Beis Halacha Hey, also says, Mitzdarif Leidus Acheres, he also teaches the Gemara to another Eidus Acheres that comes Lagabi Rish, Lagabi Chadosh. So Taiz already asked the Kasha and Rashi Rosh Hashanah, why does he say that? And the Tum explains his Kasha, because Agamara was only going according to Rav Chista. Agamara was going according to Rav Chista. According to Rav Chista, they can't be made. They're both a Suffolk puzzle, but Hadi Sadi Shaki Lomali. So you can't learn Mitzdarif Leidus Acheres, like it means that they could go be made another Eidus. So you have to say it means that someone else came and said, like one of the Eidus Chedish, and merely you discount the other eight in Dvarav Shlecha B'makam Shnai. But Lefir Avunah, you can learn Kapshutai. Mitzdarif Leidus Acheres means that the Kasher Eidim for any other Eidus. Why do you have to say this? Why do you have to say the Pshat? Mitzdarif Leidus Acheres means Eidus Acheres Shavish Chedish. So what's Taka Pshat and Rashi and the Rambam that say that the Pshat and Mitzdarif Leidus Acheres means to another Eidus of Rish Chedish? Azak the Tumim Azai. The Emerson Rava and Bava Basra holds like Ravuna. Rava happens to hold like Ravuna. So why did Rava say that Eidus Acheres means Rishkaidish? Eidus Rishkaidish with his teretz. Rava holds a gravuna. Rava could learn Mitzdarif Leidus Acheres Kipshutnei with Eidus Mammon. So Taisa says, Taisa over here, that Zion and Mebez who maskal behadli sadi shakri, that Rava was answering a libra de Rav Chista. Other Rishayim also say that. Zag the Tum, it's a daichik. Zag the Tum, and Vaisleis Rashi and the Rambam held that Lamaskone, even according to Rav Huni, you need this teretz. The Makshin ain't a chinami. The Makshin held is no chilik between two Eidim against two Eidim or one Eid against another Eid. The Makshin, otherwise you wouldn't have a Kasha and Rav Chista. The Makshin held two things, that when you have one Eid against another Eid, according to Rav Chista and Halacha is that they're pasul, they can't be mitzdarif to any other Eidus, and even according to Rav Huna, they can only be made with the Atzmai, but they can't be made together. So that's why it doesn't say Eidus and Betela, and they both together can be made another Eidus. Why did it say that? Eidus and Betela, Mekshayim Eidus Acheres. Elamai, they're not kosher to be made together, because one of them is possible. It's only each one can star of Eidus Acheres. That's Ravuna. They each kosher it separately, but they're not kosher together. So that's what the Maksha held. But Rava says, no. Rava is saying, it's not a kasha on Rav Chista, because even according to Rav Huna, they're not going to be possible, even to be made together. So mainly, you can't learn the mitzdarif from Eidus Acheres means to another Eidus of Mammon, because then it wouldn't say mitzdarif from Eidus Acheres. Then they can even be made an Eidus Acher. So Vaisdais, they can even be made an Eidus Acher. So what is the mitzdarif from Eidus Acheres? We're going on Kiddush HaChodesh. We're saying that if another Eid comes and says like one of them, then we could be Mekayim their Eidus. But mitzad the Eidim themselves, they're kosher enough, they could be made together. So that's why Rashi and the Rambam learned Lamaskona that it has to be that mitzadif leidus acheres means Eidus Rishkaidish. Because Lamaskona, because Rava said it. So Vaisis, even according to Ravuna, Rav holds a Ravuna, even according to Ravuna, you have to learn the Braisa that way. And why do you have to learn the Braisa that way? Because since we're dealing with Eid against Ein, Rava held that they're stam kosher, they're kosher even together. So you have to learn Mitzdarif Leidus Acheres means Legabi to Mekayim the Eidus Rish Chodesh. That's a Shtickle Torah from the Tumim. The Tumim's Maisif, the Raya that the Shach brought from the Rishayim, the Ran, was, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, if one Eid says that Isha was in Skarsha and the other Eid says she was Loi in Skarsha, it's like the Gemara, Tavayu Beishas Ishka Masadi, and that that says in Skarsha ain't Dvar Shlecha B'Makam Shnayim. That's the Gemara in Ksuvis. One eight says that she's divorced. The other eight says she's not divorced. They both are masking that she was an Eishesish. And the one that said divorced ain't Rav Shlecha Makam Shnai. So Zag Diran, it sounds like we didn't know she was an Eishesish beforehand. As far as we know, the Isha could have never been married. One eight says she's divorced, and one eight says she's not divorced. So since they're both saying that she was married, and only one of them saying divorced, so then we have Eidus that she's married, and not enough Eidus she's divorced. affect Iran. Why is it Eidus that she's married? One of them is possible. One of them is possible. So we shouldn't have any Eidus that she's married. She should have been meant to say that she was never married, or she should have been to say she's divorced because of Miga, that she could have said she was never married. We don't have any Eidus she was married because one of them is possible. Now, Zakhtar Ram, we're talking about a case where the two Eidim, the one that said Niskarish and the one that said Lein Niskarish, they're discussing there was a get that was thrown, and one Eid said it was Karev Loi, and one Eid said it was Karev Loi. So it was very easy that one of them made a mistake. We're not going to say one of them is puzzle, one of them is lying. It's pretty easy that one of them made a mistake, like the case of Mardas. Two Mardas, three Mardas, you can make a mistake in such a thing. So Mamela, that's why they're both Kasha. But Eichanami, if one of them said she was divorced, and the other one said no, there was no such Maisa Bechlal, it wasn't Shaykh a mistake, Zakhtaran, they can't be made together. So Zakhtatum, that's the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Zakhtatum, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam brings the Gemara stop. Vaistais, the Rambam holds that in any case, the Loch is Tavai Beishishishka Masadi. Ah, the Rambam's Lashitasai. Because the Rambam said by Kiddush and Chaydish that Mitzdar from Leidus Acheris means Leidus Acheris Shorish Chaydish. Vaistais, he holds the Dishtikal Tayyar that even according to Erfundi, you're going to have to say that. Vaistais, he holds that by aid against aid, been a gay and other Eidus, and not only Mitzdarf, and they even made together. So the Rambam is good, Lashitasei. But we Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, was like the Ran. So we Taka Paskin, that even Eid against Eid, they can't be made together. That's a Shtikal Torah Tum. Now, what's very schwer with this whole thing is what's the Svaris Hadover? It's a Pella. Mishlei, you want to tell me in Rav Chista maybe such a Shtikal Torah? That Rav Chista only said, Behadi Sadi Shakri Lomali, when he's Muchish Al Yidei Shnayim. You don't say that. So maybe we can hear such a long this, even though that's also shver, because l'chayr, what do you need shnayim for? We know that one of them lied. We know that one of them lied. Why do you need to be mukhash ayidei shnayim? But good, we have to understand the svara. But in Rav Huna, it's worse, because Rav Huna holds that even when you mukhash ayidei shnayim, you kosher. So why does he hold that they can't be made together? Because miman of shech, one of them's puzzle. So Lagambi the Swarm Manashach one of them's puzzle, what's the difference if you're Mukhashai De Shnaim or Mukhash De Echad? Lagambi puzzling the aid himself, I can hear a Swar Lachalik. Maybe by Trey, you don't go bust the Chazaka, Mashenka in here, even though we know for sure one of them's lying, one of them's not, but you'll go bust the Chazaka. We can zog in Svaris. But if one holds the kosher, even when you're Mukhashal Pishnaim, but together they're puzzle. Not because Betzim the apostle, the kasha for any Eidus, but together we know for sure one of them is apostle. If the svar is we know for sure one of them is apostle, what are you mukhash adei shnayim for? It's a pel, nesivis, shtals lechandis. The emesis is a machlekes vishaynim, really. There's a taisis yunim bava bastra. The mamish lechari says this machlekes about the chach, that the chacham ibriska having. Because the Gemara there says, if one eight says 200, and the other eight said 100, one eight said he borrowed 200, the other eight said he borrowed 100, so they both made 100, Bechal Messiah Mana, and Mimel he has to pay 100. He doesn't have to pay 200 because you don't have to weigh them on 200, but he has to pay at least 100. So the Tezrid brings a Rishon that asks a Kasha. How could they be Mitzarif Eidus? One of them is Puzzle. One of them is Puzzle. How could they be Mitzarif Eidus? Just like Agamari says, according to Rav Huna, Zebub of the Atzimidus, Ef the Atzimidus, but one of them is Puzzle. How could they be Mitzarif Eidus? So the Rishon the Tezrid brings down, he doesn't say his name, says, Mamish this Swara. He says, Vaisais, it's not called a choshebeid echad. Kshem shem teres a zom, a kach and teres a choshebekach. Kaven den kan eid a shlema. And the Tezrit says, they nearly true as a klal. Shekaven sheshne mechishu zezer of ne bezin, u bezin roi bebiru shech made the sheker hei, vavva semech a shaker, vavva yrosha, hei cheskabo yidusa made the sacheris. We see clearly one of them lied. How does it work? So Mamash Yushainim arguing on this svara, but L'chayit, it's a pella. What exactly is this svara? They need Mukhash B'yechad. L'chayit, the whole svara that they can't be made together is because we manash like one of them's puzzle. So the Nesivus has a whole shtickle. He says like this. This is Nesivus' shtickle that he says, why is the Eid Echad always puzzle? He says, you find that by a Baal HaMekach is nemen to say who's the one who bought it because the Baal HaMekach is made the Daiki, the Gemara says in Kedushin. So Nesivus understands from there that an Eid Echad, there's no Kshash that he's lying. The Kshash is he's saying by the dummy. He's not being careful. So Baal Mekach is made a Kdaiki. So Mela, we know he's being careful. So Mela, he's Neman. Hazak there, that's a Pshat in the Chachmei Brisk. We're dealing with a case where Eid Echad. So what an echad said azay, what an echad said azay. An echad is says by the dummy. So we don't have a raya that he's lying. He's saying by the dummy. He's not being accurate, not that he's lying. But in Agamara, when they're coming together as two edim, then they are being made dikdayik. Then they are being made dikdayik. So then you don't say by the dummy, and merely say the lying, and merely say the apostle. That's a nesivus ishtiko. So Kumtesi holds the only case that the Chachmei Brisk would say that an Eirecha Keneged and Eirechon, you see, they could be made together, is if they're coming b'teiris Eirecha, to Mechayev Shvua Kedema. But if they're coming b'teiris to aid them, being machish each other, then he's saying everyone's maskim, not the apostle. That's not how the Shach brings it down. The Shach is the Makar, that is the Chachmei Brisk. The Shach says clearly, they're talking about when two aid them are coming together. The whole Svar is a bissel shver, because if you're going to say that when two Edom come, but Tyrus two Edom, they don't say by the dummy, so what will be the din if two Edom come? And then one of them ends up, we find out that it's possible. I mean, by from that, you wouldn't say Nimsech and Makariv and Possible Lukadim, whatever, his Edis didn't work. So now you're going to say that you could be Maitzi Maman Apida Erechot because he doesn't say by the dummy, he's like a Balamek. So you're going to see this. But the other pshat the Achreinim say that why should an echad be different? And the emison could be the Tezrid means this also when he brings in the Rishon. He also says this svara. He says Kevin the Enkan Eid Shleim Akil Lehayit Klum Dami. The Kumid is a svara that if you didn't say the Eidus and Bezdin together with two Eidim, you weren't even like Sanabrach Eid Shaker. So even though you tried to lie, but you never succeeded in actually doing the Issed Deraisa of saying Eid Shaker the Bezdin. Two Edom that said Eid Shekhu Bezins, they were evilly, Sanim Echei Choker. But if you have two Edom coming together, one said Azai, one said Azai, so Kumdes Bezin was never Makabal the two Edom. So merely you never did that way of Sanim Echei Choker. It's not what the Shach says. The Shach and the Tumim, they say the reason is because you're not Huchash Mipishnayim. That Svar, like I said, it's very hard to understand that Svar. They shouldn't Huchash Mipishnayim, but negate the dinner being made together. But here's another Svar. That only two Edom that are made in Bezin, else two Edom was in Skabal the Edus, they're overly Sanna Brach Eid Shaker. Mashayn Cain, an Eid Achon, even though he came the Tayris to Edom, not like the Nesivus, even when he came the Tayris to Edom, but since Bezin wasn't Makabal as Edus, he wasn't overly Sanna Brach Eid Shaker, Mimela, he's Taka Kosher, they're both Be'emis and totally Kosher, that's why they could be made together. But how do you answer Agamar? So, Ivazai, what's the Pshat? Why did my Sakashan of Chista? That's mamish the case. The two Edom came to Bezin, but they were machish each other, and Bezin never was mekabel the Edus. So the two mahalchim, the Arsameach in Perich of Beis Milchus Edus, he says like this. He says Einachinam. In other words, you have a problem. The Chachmei Brisk is saying a svara that when two Edom come to Bezin and the Mayan and Bezin was and the machish each other, so Bezin never was mekabel the Edus. The Mela, they were never over on Lysana, the Kasha even to be made together. So, but you have a problem. So how do you learn the Brysa? The Brysa says, Mitzstarf and Leidus Acheres. That means they could be made with somebody else. Why don't the Brysa just say these two themselves can be made together now in other Eidus? So Zakhtar Samech, so you have to say, Hacha B'mayeskinon, that they were Mechal Shabbos in order to be made. The Loch is Eidus Acheres could go on Shabbos and be Mechal Shabbos with the Melacha Deraisa in order to be made. And once it Gimel my dice, once it Hey my dice, Vice is one of them's lying. So the one who's lying never saw the moon. So Kum dice is a Mechal Shabbos. So one of them is a Mechal Shabbos, you don't know which one. So that's why they can only be Mistarif Leid and Sacharis. They can't be made together. And according to Avchistit Shver, why can they be Mistarif Leid and Sacharis? One of them is a Mechal Shabbos. So Bahadli Sadi Shakri Lomali. So now Rava says the Teretz is Eidus Achaydish. But that's the Teretz. Why the Chachmei Brisk is not Nista from Agamara? Because. Well, Naaman the Gemara held on to Svar Pshuta like the Chachmei Brisk. Avada, if there's only two Edom, one being made this, one being made that, then neither of them become possible Teres Vadai. But the reason why the Gemara asked then according to Avchista is because you see from the Brisa that one of them is possible and we don't know which one. Because the Brisa says, Mitztarif and Leidus Acheres and they can't be made together. And what's Takab Shat? Elam Adem Mechal Shabbos. Oh! In order to be made. Oh, so Ibazai, we have this right to the Machlaikas of Hunan of Chista. That's our Sumerics Mahalach. That's a bigger Kimta. The Stipelaifanite, he says like this. He says, what's Takab Shadun of Chista? Why is Rav Chista go by Sechazaka? What's the Machlaikas of Hunan of Chista? Zakt the Steiplum, and it's mashed that way in the Ritva here. The Ritva here says that Rav Chisda is not coming Mikra Adin. Mikra Adin of Chisda's maskim that you go Basa Chazaka. Look at Rav Chisda's Lashin. Behadi Sadi Shakri Lomali. Funny Lashin. What even Behadi Sadi Shakri Lomali? He holds it the Kashim Misafik, he holds it Pasim Misafik. What's Behadi Sadi Shakri Lomali? Elamai, he's saying it's a Darabana Dikadin. The Rabbanan is saying, if I didn't mean the Reis to the Kasher, the Rabbanan is saying, it's not good. We know that one of these apostles, let's just not take them all together. That's the Pshat Nef Chista. So Zag the Stifle Oibazai, if we're going to say this Svara, that when two Edom are being machish each other, one against one, the reason why neither of them apostle is because it, no, none of them was Oivan Leysan. So according to Rav Huna, which holds that by Shnei Kidei the Mechishim Zeh Zeh, we say they're all kosher. By the case of Shnei Kidei Mechishim Zeh Zeh, Lemaisa, two of these were Ivan Lesana. So Lemaisa, we don't know which ones. So if they're made together, so Yimanashuk, we don't have kosher Edom. Zicha, one of these Edom, or Ivan Lesana, we don't have kosher Edom. Rashenke, one against one. So they're all kosher, because even the one that lied is kosher, because he's never Ivan Lesana. Rashenke, according to Rav Chisda, the Psalm of Chista is saying is, not because he was Eivah on Leisana. I'll stand alone with Bimachshirim, because we don't know which one was Eivah. He's Stam saying that we don't want to take these Edom. Why should we take liars? Behadi Sadeh Shaki Lomeli. So Eivah Zayi Kondev Chista, even if they're not Eivah on Leisana, we don't want to take them. The Chilak, the Chachmei Brisk is saying is, Benegeya technical, Benegeya, is there a Din Psul? Is there a Din Leisashis Rasha 8? By two Edom, if the one who is actually made Sheker, happens to be Pasul, Zehu, with nothing we could do about it. So if they're coming made together, one of these Edom is Pasul. We don't know which one, but we don't have two Kasher Edom, that we know for sure. Mashen came when you have a Kasher one against one. So no one was evenly Sanei Brachet Sheker. So Mela good, they could even be made together. Mashen came, Rav Chisda's Psul isn't because they were evenly Sanei Brachet Sheker. I'll stand alone even if Chisda would hold that. We don't know which one, so Zev Natsumi, Zev Natsumi either. We don't know which one. Rav Chisda is not saying, Behadi Sadi Shakri Lomeli. Very not geschmack to take an aid which you know that one of them is a liar. So even if he wasn't Eivah Leisan, it should be the same thing. That's Strat in the Gemara's Kasha, that even by one aid, Rav Chisda would have had to hold the apostle. So let's see, come. We have the Machlekes and the Chachmei Brisk. There is a Shita that holds, like we said, the Taizrid brings such a Shita about Basim and Malach, so it isn't the Rishainim. That according to Rav Huna, the two Edom can only be made separately, but you can't have one from one kind and one from the kind being made, because one of them's puzzle is dafka by two against two. By one against one, you don't say that. And the svar of the Shach says, because they're not muchesh b'pishnayim. So we have the kasha, the Gemara here, mefurish, tel su chad against chad. The Gemara brings the case of zem gvaye chamesh medayis and gvaye shalosh medayis. So we have four terutzim. The Tumim says at Adarabba, that Rava, that said the Teres of Eid Deschoydish, even though he holds the Rav Huna, Rava al-Karchach holds that by one against one, Stam the Kasher, and they can even be made together, like the Chachmei Brisk, and that's why he had the Zetzayim stipulated as a Cheres. So Ene Chanami, the Makshin held, not like the Chachmei Brisk, the Makshin held that one against one is the same din, but Rava, who said the Teres Behechach holds that one against one is Stam Kasher, that's a Tumim. The Nesiva says that any time an aid is made alone, he say b'didami. So mainly he can't become pasul if he lies, because he say the b'didami, he made a mistake. Now Shane Cain, when he's made b'tayrus to aid him, then you don't say b'didami, and that's why he'd be pasul l'kuli alma. Dar Sameach says that since the Braisa said mitzstayfen leidus acheres, it didn't say they can be made alone together, the Chachmei Brisk would learn up the Braisa, that the Braisa b'hechach has to be talking about a case where it wasn't only the Eidus was the problem was that they were Mechal Shabbos. So Mele, there they mask him. The whole story of the Chachmei Brisk Lefidar Sameach is because the Eidus was not Neskabel, they weren't even like Sanei Berachet Shaker. But here we have to be talking about a case where they're Mechal Shabbos. So Mele, one of them was Behechach Mechal Shabbos, and Mele, that's why they can't be made together. And that's why the Gemara asked in Rav Chisda. And the Stipler says that the whole Chachmei Brisk Svar is only according to Rav Huna about being made together. They say, since they weren't Eivon Leisana, they could be made together. Mashenken Rav Chisda Svar Behadi Sadi Shakri Lomli, that's Stam, it's not Geshmak. When you have no Edom alliance, why should we accept them? That would apply even when two Edom are machish each other. That's the Sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.